with us. We can guide you in.
You guys ready?
Yeah, sure.
Like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when thy face shall be sight. The clouds will be rolled back as a scroll. The trumpet shall sound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well. Join the reapers, all the kingdom seekers, laying down your life to find it in the end. Come and share the harvest, help to light the darkness, for the Lord is calling. All the kingdom seekers, laying down your life to find it in the end. Come and share the harvest, help to light the darkness, for the Lord is calling faithful men. The Lord is calling faithful covenant reapers, all the kingdom seekers, laying down your life to find it in the end.
Thank you.
will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord,
will call upon the Lord,
who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord,
I will call upon the Lord,
who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord.
The Lord
liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, I will call upon the Lord, call upon the Lord.
Amen. Well, good evening again to all of you. I'd like to introduce our group to you. At the sound is Bud Larimer, and our manager is Mary Bayshore, but I don't know where Mary is. I think she's pretty excited about being able to carry her brand new granddaughter around all evening. That is, when Gary doesn't have it. It'll be about an hour she'll have for that, right?
Yeah, sure.
At the keyboard is Pam Gerbrick. To my far left is Gary Bayshore. He sings baritone. To my immediate left is Alan Redmond. He is our lead. To my far right is Andrew Wise. He's one of our basses. And his dad, John, is one of our basses also. Who am I forgetting? I always forget someone. I believe. Going to have Chelsea Brubaker singing with us for three songs. And then some of the young, I like to call them kids. they're all out of high school. Then we're going to be having the kids sing after that. And my name is Richard France. I sing first tenor.
It's heavy with the things I carry, this world puts upon my back. But all I have to do is think where I'm headed to, and I find no reason to turn back. When you look for me, look around the throne, I'll be singing with the angel band. Singing glory to his name, that forever I've been changed. So look for me around the throne.
The half has not been told of the sights I shall behold
when I get to my new home.
But the one I long to see is the one who set me free.
So look for me around God's throne. On this road to glory, telling my new story, I can feel his hand in mine.
He is leading me
along to a brand new home for my jubilation time. When you look for me, look around the throne, I'll be singing with the angel band, singing glory to his name, that forever I've been changed. So look for me around the throne. When you look for me, look around the throne. I'll be singing with the angel band, singing glory to his name, that forever I've been changed. So look for me around the throne. So look for me around the throne. So look for me around the throne.
Well, I want to see how smart we are this evening. And I put this in here just for John, really. But we're going to take a smartness quiz, okay? So how do you put a giraffe into a refrigerator? Come on. The correct answer is you open the refrigerator door, you put the giraffe in, and you close the door. Now, that's to see whether you do things simply or you overthink things. See, okay, so next one. How do you put an elephant into a refrigerator?
Open the refrigerator door.
Okay. And?
Get the giraffe out.
Yep.
And put the elephant in.
No. Open the refrigerator, put in the elephant, and close the refrigerator, right? That's not the right answer. Alan was on the right track. If you open the refrigerator, first you got to take the giraffe out, then you put the elephant in, and then you close the door. Now, this tests your ability to think through your actions, repercussions of your actions, okay? So number three, the Lion King is hosting an animal conference. All the animals attend except one. Which animal does not attend?
The elephant.
The elephant, why not?
He's in the fridge.
He's in the refrigerator. Okay, that tests your memory. Okay, you're catching on. All right, last question. There's a river you have to cross, okay? But it's inhabited by crocodiles. How do you manage it? How do you get across the river? A boat? No boat.
Refrigerator.
No refrigerator. You swim across. Why? Because the crocodiles are attending the animal meeting. Come on. That tests whether you learn quickly from your mistakes. Anyway, I had to throw that in there because we're going to do a Sunday school song here. And that was see how smart you are. And we're going to see how smart we are. We did this one. I'm sure some of you have heard this before. We're going to do Peter on the Sea, but we do it our version.
Peter,
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 Peter, Peter on the sea, 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 sea.
Peter,
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 Peter, Peter on the sea, 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 sea.
Peter,
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 Peter, Peter on the sea, 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 sea. Drop your nets and follow, drop your nets and follow me.
Gabriel,
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 Gabriel, Gabriel, blow your trump, 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 trump.
Gabriel,
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 Gabriel, Gabriel, blow your trump, 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 trump.
Gabriel,
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 Gabriel, Gabriel, blow your trump, 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 trump. Gabriel, blow your trumpet. Gabriel, blow your trumpet loud.
Daniel,
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 Daniel, Daniel, in the den of lions.
Daniel,
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 Daniel, Daniel, in the den of lions.
Daniel,
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 Daniel, Daniel, in the den of lions. Daniel, in the lions. Daniel, in the lions' den.
Who did?
Who did?
Who did?
Who did? Who did swallow Jonah? Jonah.
Who did?
Who did?
Who did?
Who did? Who did swallow Jonah? Jonah.
Who did?
Who did?
Who did?
Who did? Who did swallow Jonah? Jonah.
Who did swallow Jonah? Who did swallow Jonah?
Whale did
swallow Jonah, Jonah.
Whale did
swallow Jonah, Jonah.
Whale did
swallow Jonah, Jonah. Whale did swallow Jonah. Whale did swallow Jonah.
Okay, you noticed we didn't look at each other when we sang. That would just be disastrous. All right. I'd like to share a verse with you this evening from Psalms, the 95th chapter, verses 1 through 7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. We're going to sing, Here I Am to Worship.
Step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all sake became poor. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it costs see my sin upon that cross, though I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross, though I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost.
Here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God,
you're my God.
And here I am to
mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood, of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe.
his equal. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath will his truth to triumph through us. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Just as who that may be, Christ Jesus is he, Lord Sabaoth his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the
medley of three songs, Spirit of the Living God, Breathe on Me, and The Potter's Hand.
Give
my life to the potter's hand. Call me, guide me, make me walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Take me, hold me, use me, fill me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Hold me, guide me, let me walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hand.
Another scripture verse with you. Familiar one to everybody. Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me.
My life be a voice for you. Above the noise of voice for you. Let my heart sing your praise. Till all that is raised is a voice. For you.
There we go.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It filled my soul with love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus, and we'll tell him all about our troubles. He will hear your faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer will turn in, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Yes, makes it right.
Sometimes my way is drear, without a ray of cheer, and just a little cloud of doubt creeps o'er the day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the sunlit skies, but just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus, and we'll tell him all about our troubles. He will hear your faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer will turn in, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes may fill with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus, and we'll tell him all about our troubles. He will hear your faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer will turn in, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Yes, makes it right.
We're going to ask Chelsea to come up and join us. While she's coming up here, I need to share a little story about John over there and Alan here. You know, these two guys, they went ice fishing last year. Did you know that? Did you know that? So John was having all the luck. He was pulling them in, you know. And poor Alan, he's sitting there going, he's just shivering. He's cold. He's not catching anything. And he goes, all right, Alan's had enough of it. He says, all right, John. He says, what's your secret? And John goes, That's all he replied. And Alan goes, sorry, I said, I didn't quite understand what you said. And John goes, So Alan's like, all right, I'm sorry, I still don't understand what you said. So John spits something in his hand. He says, you got to keep your worms warm.
Oh, let me go.
Stuff is flying in the fish wrapper. What do we see?
That's it.
Storm passes by.
Thank you. I'm going to give the old guys a break.
And the kids.
A couple years ago, Sarah and I sang and Tessa sang, and I know Richard really appreciated the break, so I said I can grab some people, and here we are, and we were going to have two of Alexa's brothers sing with us, and they're playing in districts in the soccer game at Tolbahakan, so hang on. It's 2-1, halftime, yada yada. Haven't heard anything since then, but hey, we're winning. Sure. Alrighty, I guess I should introduce us. On my far right is Alexis, and she's singing alto. Wow, that's confusing. She's singing alto for us tonight. My sister Sarah is next to her, and she's singing a mixture of tenor and alto. And Chelsea is singing soprano, and I'm the bass.
You're Andy.
I'm Andy. Well, Richard already introduced me. I don't need to introduce myself.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. It's good enough for me.
It's me.
It's me. It's me, oh Lord.
I'm standing in the need of prayer.
It's me.
It's me. It's me, oh Lord.
I'm
standing in the need of prayer. Standing in the need of prayer.
Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord.
Standing in the need of prayer.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Look away beyond the blue.
Dear Lord, oh, do remember me.
For you, and then we'll bring the old guys back up. I enjoy that too much.
And the
the snow-capped mountains white.
From a distance, the ocean meets the stream,
and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the voice of hope, it's the voice of peace, it's the voice of every man.
From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need.
There are no guns, no bombs, no disease,
no hungry mouths to feed. From a distance, we are instruments marching in a common band, playing songs of hope, playing songs of peace. They're the songs of every man. God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance. God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance. From a distance, you look like my friends, even though we are at war. From a distance, I just cannot comprehend what all this fighting is for. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the hope of hopes, it's the love of loves, it's the heart of every man.
God is watching us, God is watching us,
God is watching us from a distance.
Kids, as Richard called them, because two of them are away in college most of the time. Chelsea works third shift some of the times, so I don't know how they got together to practice.
Two in college.
So, again, let's give them a round of applause. And we as a quartet, we always like to have somebody solo with us or sing along with us, and we want to thank Chelsea again for singing with us tonight.
I'd like to make a comment also. One of our guests tonight is Carl Graber. He was our high school soccer coach in the early and mid-60s. And so, when Andy pulled out his phone to check what the score was, that must have made Carl very happy, because back in the days, I'm not even sure we had telephones yet. When
Whoa. You old guys.
So now us old guys are going to let Andy start this song.
I don't even have the right.
ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? I want to introduce to you, in this corner of the good and the right, stands a champion robed in white. His height exceeds the heavens, his weight outweighs the world, his reach reaches everywhere, his age is evermore.
He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take his power away. He's more mighty than the mightiest, he reigns from above. He's the all-time undisputed, undefeated champion of love. He left his hometown to enter this arena, to raise his hands in victory for me. An angry crowd crucified this king who wore the crown, and they gladly watched their champion going down.
But I will never count him out, for I'm a witness of the day he rose to retain his title,
champion of love. He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take his power away. He's more mighty than the mightiest, he raised from above. He's the all-time undisputed, undefeated champion of love. He is higher than the highest, greater than the great. No one will ever take his power away. Mighty than the mightiest, he reigns from above. He's the all-time undisputed, undefeated champion. The all-time undisputed, undefeated champion. The all-time undisputed champion. The champion.
There was a little boy who was overheard praying one day, "Lord, if you can't make me a better boy, don't worry about it. I'm having a real good time just like I am." Sometimes we are like that little boy. We're having a real good time just as we are. But other times, maybe we need to be straightened out a little bit. We like to sing a song entitled, "My God is Real."
God is real, for I can feel Him within. My God is real, real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like your gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away. But since that day, yes, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel His holy power. My God is real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold.
My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Down in my soul. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. My soul.
I thought the program was going too long. I said, we have an extra hour. Everybody turns their clock back tonight. Amen? Anyway, I'd like to share just a brief devotional with you. This comes from a devotional that Mary had gotten me. This is from Tony Evans. Tony Evans, if you guys know, is quite the speaker for men. He's an advocate for men. Carl Benz built the first car powered by an internal combustion engine in 1885. 15 years later, his company was the largest manufacturer of automobiles. Drivers of those early cars wore goggles to protect their eyes. We're not quite that old. But nothing stopped bugs from flying in their mouths until the windshields were introduced in 1904.
Wow.
Do you know why a car's windshield is bigger than its rearview mirror? Because where you're going is a lot more important than where you've been. The Apostle Paul knew this fact. He had a regrettable past, but through Jesus Christ, his future was glorious. In Philippians 3, 13 and 14, Paul writes, "Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." All of us have pasts that involve the good, the bad, and the ugly. But that was yesterday. That was the past. Whenever I go back to Baltimore to visit my parents, I inevitably run into some guys whom I knew growing up. These men are still on the same corner, talking in the same noise that we used to talk about as teenagers. And the topic that dominates every discussion continues to be yesterday. Now, I'm not saying yesterday is a bad conversation topic, but you don't want to get stuck there. Yesterday's victories will not carry you through today. Yesterday's defeats should not dominate tomorrow. Remember, if Satan can keep you looking back, then he can keep you from moving forward. So we want to, as Christians, we want to remember to keep moving forward, forward for Christ. And we're going to sing a song entitled, Step Into the Water.
Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. It is time we, the people, stand up for what is right. It is time we squared our shoulders back, raised our swords to fight. For the Bible is our weapon, and the Spirit is our shield. The church needs more of its members to be workers in the field. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. There is victory for the Christian who walks a narrow way. There has been a prize appointed for the soul that does not stray.
Oh, I want to live for Jesus, be all that I should be, so that I can rest with him forever, live eternally.
Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper, wet your feet in the water of his love. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper, come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Step into the water.
The lady who wrote the words for this song was named Annie Johnson Flint. I'd like to tell you about her. She was born soon after the Civil War in New Jersey. 3 years later, her baby sister was born, but although the baby sister survived, the mother didn't. The father couldn't raise these two children. He found a widow with two children, and she agreed to raise the children. A friend of the family, though, noticed that they weren't being taken care of well and arranged for these two girls to be adopted by someone who wanted children. And they gave them a good education. Annie learned to play the piano. She was also quite a poet. After the public school, she went on to a normal school to become a teacher. And she came back to the same school where she grew up so that she could take care of her ailing parents. They both passed away during her first year of teaching. But it was getting to the point where she couldn't play the piano. She had crippling arthritis. And by the time she started teaching her second year, she had to give it up because she was that crippled. And she lived some years writing poetry, writing for greeting cards. And she got to the point where she was so crippled that people would put a piece of paper in her lap and squeeze a pencil in between her fingers, and she would scratch these words, these verses. Now, you would think that she'd be pretty bitter about life. A person who had been given a good start, who now can't play the piano which she loved, she can't write, she can't move. So I'd like you to listen to these words. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. Please listen to the words as we sing.
Ere the day is half done, That resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Sown in weakness, raised in power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of glory, dormant with the redeemed in heaven.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Yes, raising the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory glad.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. What a hallelujah morning when the last trump of God shall sound.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Graves all bursting, saints are shouting, heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of glory, dormant with the redeemed of God for sent.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Yes, raising the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Yes, I'll have a new life.
Thank you. Bud, you want to give Pam a microphone? I asked Pam just to give a few words about the church in Nigeria, what's happening there.
Of our fundraiser tonight was to contribute monies to the Nigerian Crisis Fund, and it's a place that's really dear to my heart because my daughter Tessa had been there for a year, and this past week I got to visit with Helet Zira. She works for Mennonite Central Committee, and she was here in the United States for the first time, and I asked her how things are going in Nigeria and Jos and stuff, and she said to me, you know, in Jos, the bombings have settled down. It's not quite as bad in the city of Jos, but she said, you go anywhere around the city and there's still the bombings and there's still the killing going on. She shared with me that she visited with a young child who had been shot, I think she said four times, that her mother was also shot. Her mother and her were the only survivors of the family, and they just devastated everything on the farm. And the thing is, they're just going in and taking things and destroying things, but it's not with a purpose. They slaughtered all the animals, but it wasn't like they took them for eating or anything. So it's just needless, senseless killing that's going on over there. It continues to be such a horrific area of the world right now. So the monies that we send over are helping for resettlement. The Church of the Brethren through the EYN is working really hard at reestablishing residencies for these families. They need food and shelter and everything else. And they really need our prayers. As much as they need our money, they need our prayers, and they covet our prayers. That is so important to them. So if we can all just keep them in mind each and every day, the folks in Nigeria and those around the world, you know, we're dealing with crises in other places too, like the Syrians and the refugees there. So. Just keep our world in your prayers. There's a lot of hurt going on right now.
So we do have a basket in the back if anyone feels led to provide any additional contributions. One of the neat things about this concert tonight was that your $10 that you paid for your tickets to come, all of that money is going to the Nigerian Crisis Fund. The foods have all been donated through different people, and as well as the faithful men in our monies that we have earned in the past. So thank you again for your support this evening.
Speaking of food, I know everybody's still hungry, right? There is some food left over. Wendy told me there's quite a bit of ham left. If you would like to take some along home with you after the concert, just go downstairs. Kitchen's right below us, so you just sort of walk through the fellowship hall. And I think she said she was going to package it up in one-pound packages. And if you want to just give a donation, take some along home. Thanks. Hey, we got two songs for you yet. This is a song we did, first time we did this in concert. Maybe it was our first concert, was it?
Yeah.
We came out, we had the sunglasses on. Anybody there for that? Remember that song? Happy Rhythm.
There's a happy rhythm, keeps a rockin' and a rollin'. I can feel it movin' when I sing this song. What a thrill to feel it moving on and never stopping. Deeper than my heart, it keeps a rolling and a rocking. Rolling and a rocking and a rocking and a rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul, brother. Let me tell you how I feel, tell you about a feeling, feeling that is real. Brother, let me tell you how the glory rolls, tell you how it bubbles in my happy soul. Happiness is free, it's never bought or sold. Let me tell you how I feel, let me tell you. Happy rhythm keeps a rocking and a rolling. I can feel it moving when I sing this song. What a thrill to feel it moving on and never stopping. Deep within my heart it keeps a rolling and a rocking. Rolling and a rocking and a rocking and a rolling. There's a happy rhythm in my soul, in my soul. There is music ringing deep within my soul. I can feel it bubble, I can feel it roll. Then I get the feeling that I want to show. Makes me feel so good, I'm going to move about. Brother, there can never be a single doubt. I can feel it, I can feel a happy rhythm. There's a happy rhythm, keeps a rockin' and a rollin'. I can feel it moving when I sing this song. What a thrill to feel it moving on and never stopping. Within my heart, it keeps a rolling and a rocking, rolling and a rocking and a rocking and a rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul, in my soul. There's a happy rhythm, keeps a rocking and a rolling. I can feel it moving when I sing this song. What a thrill to feel it moving on and never stopping. Deep within my heart, it keeps a rolling and a rocking, rolling and a rocking and a rocking and a rolling. It's a happy rhythm in my soul, in my soul.
Amen.
Jeez. Why don't we take it a little faster?
You guys want to get done or what? That was true. That was moving. Hey, this old guy's voice is about gone here. How about you guys?
What's that?
I said this old guy's voice is about gone. Yeah. We want to thank you for coming out this evening. It's been a privilege and a pleasure to be up here and singing. And we do enjoy singing, or we wouldn't be doing this. We do enjoy serving the Lord. Again, a busy night, Halloween, soccer games, King Frost Parade, you name it. We thank you for coming out and showing your support. And let's just have a word of prayer before we sing our last song. Father, we just lift our hearts to you. We just thank you and praise you that we can serve a risen Lord. We thank you that you can be our guidance in our everyday living, that we can go out into this world and we can step into that deeper water and we can serve you. Lord, we pray that you be with those in Nigeria, those who are persecuted daily, and those who still hold on to you, still want to serve you, still want to be known as Christians. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon them, be upon the Boko Haram and heal them. Help them to see their wrong ways and turn about and come to know you. And instead of hurting people, help people. Lord, we just We just thank you. It's just an honor and a privilege to know you and to serve you. And we ask that you give us safe travels as we go home this evening. And then again, as we go to your house to worship you tomorrow morning. We just want to thank you and praise you. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Proclaim the glory of the Lord. Let every tongue confess he reigns. Lift up his name in praises forever. Proclaim the glory of the Lord. Make known his mighty deeds to all. Take up his call, let every nation know. He is our Messiah, our Savior and our King. Let all our voices join as one and fill the earth with singing. Glory to our God, his greatness we applaud. Let every race on every shore proclaim the glory of the Lord. He is our Messiah, our Savior and our King. Let all our voices join as one and fill the earth with singing. Glory to our God, his greatness we applaud. Let every race on every shore proclaim the glory of the Lord.
Proclaim
the glory of the Lord. Give honor to the Prince of Peace. For if we cease, the stones will start shouting. Immortal praise to him who reigns on high. He is our Messiah, our Savior and our King. Let all our voices join as one and fill the earth with singing. Glory to our God, his greatness we applaud. Let every race on every shore proclaim.
God bless. Thank you. You are dismissed. As soon as I get the lights.
Except they don't have light.
Thank you.
But I carry these. I think those are all yours. And I think these are all mine. How am I going to get them?
Good job. You didn't run out of voice.
Yeah, I thought it went real well tonight.
After singing all the high stuff when we sang, it was really hard to sing the really low stuff good. Again.
Oh my gosh, the happy rhythm, I just couldn't get down
there. Sometimes.
I know.
I can feel, you know, we sure took a couple of those, so.
That should really be the beginning.
That second last one. I don't know where we're going with that one.
It took a lot out.
Rocking the world.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it all went good.
You guys did great, though.
My heart is steadfast.
It's fun to listen.
I will sing and make music.
Thank you.